Hello and welcome to the Motivation Mob Podcast. I am your host, MW.
Hey, Motivation Mob, MW here. So, you want success, right? You want to be successful. What do you need in order for you to find that success in your life? What do you need? Well, obviously there are a lot of things you need, right? But today I'm just going to talk about one thing. Okay, that's two things. One thing. I'm going to talk about just one small thing that you can do to start moving yourself from where you are now towards success. Are you ready? Make more mistakes. Simple as that. Make more mistakes. Make more mistakes because your last mistake is your biggest teacher. I'm not saying make mistakes on purpose. I'm not saying go out there and purposely do things wrong, because that wouldn't be a mistake. If you do something wrong intentionally, that's not much of a mistake, is it? It's intentional. What I am saying is, do not be afraid of making mistakes. Don't be afraid of failure. Here's the thing. You may be exactly the same as me, because growing up, of course, being in the education system at some point, thank goodness I'm not there now, I gained certain beliefs about failure, about making mistakes. You see, in the school environment, as a student, when you make mistakes, you get punished for it. When you make mistakes, it's a bad thing. When you fail, it is something that is just undesirable. And we gain certain beliefs about what failure is, because of, well, school, because of how society is, and for various other reasons. How our parents might react when we make mistakes, well, it's a bad thing. The reaction we get from our parents isn't good. So we have these beliefs that we gather about failure, about making mistakes. But listen, mistakes are a good thing. But they're only good if you learn from them. Failure is a good thing. Because when you fail, you get feedback. When you make a mistake, you get feedback. You get data. And you can learn a great deal from your last failure. In fact, your last failure is your best teacher right now. Your last failure, your last mistake, that is your best friend. If you can figure out why it is you failed, and you understand why you failed, what specifically made you fail, what the nature of the failure was, what the repercussions of that mistake were. When you understand that mistake in its entirety, you make it easy for yourself to find a way around that mistake, or find your way over it, under it, through it. You can blow it to smithereens. That thing will never exist again in your life. You will never fail for the same reason. You will never make the same mistake if you learn from it. If you don't learn from the mistakes you make, if you don't learn from the feedback you make, when you see failure as this undesirable thing, you try to distance yourself from it. You try to distance yourself from it, and in doing so, you don't learn the lessons that you need to learn from that mistake. Mistakes are a good thing. Make more mistakes, but don't make more mistakes simply for the sake of making mistakes. When I say make more mistakes, what I really mean is, don't be afraid to make mistakes. If you go out there and you give everything 110% and you make some mistakes along the way, but you're giving it your full 135,000% effort, if that could even be possible, but you're giving it your full effort, your full attention, you're giving it your all, you'll make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. Here's the thing. if you want to go from where you are now to where you want to be, if you want to go from here where you are a certain way, you are how you are now, you have the things you have now, and you do the things you do now, if you want to go to here, this place where you can do the things you want to do, have the things you want to have, and be the person you want to be, the bridge between these two places, the bridge that comes right here, right in the middle, your actions, the actions you take, the actions you take will get you from here to here. If you don't take any action, there's nothing, absolutely nothing to get you from here where you are now to here where you want to be. If you want to get here, if you want to get to this place here where you have all the fulfillment you want, you have all the happiness you want, you are exactly who you want to be, you are with the people you want to be with, you do all the things you want to do all of the time, you are happy, you have peace of mind, peace within your heart, peace within yourself, peace within your life. You are and have everything you want to be and have, and you do all the things you want to do. If you want to get here, you have to leave here. And to leave here means you need to take steps. You need to start walking. If I tell you that you need to walk from where you are now to your front door, you can't teleport your way there. There's no shortcut. You have to get up and start moving. Success is the same way. If you want to get from where you are now to where you want to be, get up, make those mistakes, learn from them. You can't steer a parked car. As much as you want to be successful, if you don't get up and start taking action, you will never get the success that you want. The fear of failure is something that keeps a lot of people from taking the actions they need to take. You may be one of these people. And if indeed you fear failure, you fear making mistakes because of some of the unhelpful beliefs you may have about mistakes and what making a mistake means and what failing means and how it feels to you and all of that. Listen, everybody makes mistakes. Nobody is perfect. Everybody fails at something. And for you to get from here, you need to take the actions that will get you here. You may not be perfect in the beginning. You may make all sorts of mistakes. You may keep falling. You may keep tripping over things. You may just keep failing over and over again. But if you get up every single time you fall, slowly, bit by bit, you will learn how to keep going a little further before you fall again, before you slip again, a little longer before you end up on the flat of your back looking up at the stars. Listen, the more you fail, the more mistakes you make, those mistakes will get you ever closer to your end goal. Thomas Edison failed 10,000 times. Are you willing to fail 10,000 times so that you can have the future that you want to have, so you can be the person you want to be, so that you can do the things that you want to do? If I told you that each failure led you exactly to that thing, if I told you your specific failure number, if I told you that you need to fail 100 times, would you be excited to fail? If I told you, guaranteed, fail 100 times, on the 101st time you try, you will succeed. Wouldn't you be excited? Wouldn't you want to fail faster? Wouldn't you want to get all of those failures, all of those mistakes out of the way so you can have this thing that you want, this life that you want, this person that you want to become, the things you want to do? If I told you right now that you only had to fail 50 times, 50 is your number, make 50 mistakes trying to get here and you will get here. If I tell you that you just need to fail 50 times to get from here to here, if I tell you that 50 is your number, how does that change how you relate to mistakes? How does that change how you relate to failing? Here's the thing. You already have a set number of failures that will get you from where you are to where you need to be. That already exists. You just need to get up and start failing. Fail enough times so that you can succeed. You can succeed. You are more than capable of succeeding. Just believe in yourself. Believe in failure. Believe in making mistakes. But more than any of that, believe in succeeding. Believe in overcoming your weaknesses, overcoming your mistakes and your failures.